Nation from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 72 degrees at 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Latest testing for fecal bacteria at New Jersey beaches has restored swimming at all four of the beaches we told you were closed to swimming on Thursday. A lake beach in Lakehurst, currently the only beach that is closed, but there are advisories for another 20. That could change again today as heavy rain from Wednesday and Thursday now reaches the beaches and the bays. That'll be part of the testing today, so stay tuned. We may have more closures. Cranford's recent meeting chaos is just the latest stop for a puzzling New Jersey duo known as Bongholio and El Rampador.
The man dressed in a purple bong costume at a Cranford meeting has been singing from public podiums for several years, often alongside a man in a luchador mask. Bongholio and El Rampador have a self-built mission in support of medical patients, including cannabis access and the disabled. Videos on TikTok and YouTube show both men, often together, flexing their First Amendment rights at public meetings in Sayreville, Lavalette, Seagirt, Bayonne, Oceanport, and repeated stops in Edison. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There is video at NJ1015.com this morning. A North Brunswick homeowner who ignored police orders to stop shooting off fireworks on July 4th is now being billed for the cleanup and issued appropriate complaints and summonses. That from Mayor Francis Womack. Said aside from being dangerous, the man's display caused a real mess. Public work crews, the mayor says, had to clean the street of firework debris. The U.S. has launched new airstrikes against Iran, Tehran responding, targeting Gulf countries. The exchange of fire further threatening an interim deal intended to help end the war. The strikes came hours after President Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of a fragile ceasefire and threatened to escalate the conflict if those attacks didn't stop. Delta Airlines is offering a new basic fare for business and first class.
Seats are on sale for flights starting in September and are only available in select markets. But the new offering comes without perks like free seat selection and airport lounge access. The carrier is following United Airlines, which made a similar change earlier this year to its Polaris long-haul business class and other higher-tier cabins. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It's 6:02 on New Jersey 101.5. We are going to have a really nice weekend. Dan has the forecast coming up first. New Jersey Fast. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Humidity is with us for yet another day here, and that could fuel some stormy weather yet again this afternoon. Although it looks like spotty showers and thunderstorms this time around, starting around mid-afternoon. Temperatures this morning are in the 70s, and highs today will reach the upper 80s to around 90, so it's going to be very warm today with mostly cloudy skies. Again, today's thunderstorm activity looks spotty, hit or miss, so you may or may not see raindrops later today. We'll dry out tonight, slow clearing, still pretty muggy, lows in the lower 70s, and then tomorrow, humidity drops. It's going to feel more comfortable. Partial sunshine to the north, but we are looking at lingering clouds and a few showers for the southern half of the state tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Sunday is the shining star of the weekend. Mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs in the lower to mid 80s. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Manasquan coming in at 73. Woodbury is 72. Westfield is 72. Next update at 6:30 on New Jersey 101.5.